You're listening to IdgitCast. This is a special Noob in Terry episode. Hello and welcome. I'm John.
I'm Yvette.
And today we're going to be watching... Let's see, what number are we at? Episode 20 from Season 1. The episode is called Dead Man's Blood. Same as before.
It's going to be about vampires. Gotta be.
Yvette has not seen the episode yet, and we're all going to watch it together. So for those of you who would like to join us, go ahead and get your DVD or Blu-ray or what have you ready. Make sure the recaps are enabled, so that should be the first thing you see when you hit play. I'll count down from 3 to 1, and when I say now, that is your cue to hit play. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Now.
Okay, here we go. Oh, the dad's going to be in this one. All right, yeah, I'm going to be dead. It's going to be hard. We're going to have to conflict. All right. I feel like we've seen this bar before, but maybe it just looks like other bars. Who's this guy? Do we know who this is? I don't think so. Mr. Elkin. All right. Here's some vampires, I bet. I guess.
Why vampires?
Dead man's blood, it has to be vampires, right? And the way this guy's, like, looking at them, I'm guessing this guy's, like, another, like, supernatural hunter or whatever. Mm-hmm. Dinner plans, a.k.a. we're vampires. Yep. Blood. All day. I will take a shot. Come on, Mr. Elfin. Well, that's what I think is happening. right, they're moving like vampires. Ooh, those pants are awful. It's a nice looking gun.
I wonder what that was all about.
Vampires. I love the part. I really hate this sticker on Sam's computer. I don't know. It, like, I feel like it's always in my notes, and I never think to mention it.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. It reminds me vaguely of like a fake Grateful Dead thing or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's this hair that I hate.
I'm not a big fan of just like putting stickers on things.
Me like, neither. I never do that.
Especially expensive electronic equipment like that.
My friend bought a new computer and like it didn't work, so she had to bring it back to the store, but she'd already put a sticker on it. And I was like, what a stupid thing to do. Like,
mm-hmm.
She's like, I put my favorite sticker on there, they wouldn't take it back. Dr. Elkin. I like that mountain, like establishing shot. We're in Colorado.
It's not Colorado unless I see Stan Marsh. I think that's short for McGinty.
Cute little cabin. All right, that's a dad. This is a dad. Dad, ready? Come on. Okay, so I'm still assuming that they were vampires, because they were certainly vampires, and they're like, we're dining in, and all that. But, like, I don't like it when vampires don't, like, adhere to the lore of, like, you have to, like, in my opinion, they should have to be invited in. I feel like those people just don't sit right on into this house. They have not been invited. Unless you find out later that they have been. And
plus, nobody was wearing a cape.
Nobody had turned into that.
Well, the episode's still young. You don't know.
I guess, all right, you're right.
Not that I'm saying they're vampires or anything.
Those people were vampires. I hope.
Maybe they were, maybe they weren't.
there's some other kind of blood feasting thing. I mean, that's possible. What am I looking at? I think it's probably really hard to break into a post office, I would guess.
Well, it's hard to do it discreetly.
I guess also, like, the P.O. boxes are normally, like, in a public park that you could just walk into anytime. Yay, Dad! Oh, the dad is so handsome. Just love him. Even though, you know, maybe he's not the best dad in the world, but...
It's full of coupons.
Pretty awesome. Staple that to like some Subway coupons.
No, it would have to be an NBC show for that.
Oh god, NBC is so bad about that. Like, it's like, oh, I just got into my beautiful Kia Sorento. This Kia Sorento backs up so well.
Fox is really bad about that too.
They're vampires.
I wanted to say something so bad last episode when you were just like, I bet they're vampires. And I was like, what did you mean?
Shut up. Yes, it will. I also feel like whenever I see people wearing, like, lots of leather, I think vampires. I mean, not in real life, of course, but...
Maybe they just like leather. Maybe they're bikers. Yeah. Maybe they have a fetish.
Yeah, I mean, bikers are, like, S&M fetishists or whatever, but... These two are about to get killed by vampires! Vampires.
So what do you think of the design of these vampires?
They look like vampires, you know, like they're exactly what I expect a vampire to look like. I do not, however, care for them not adhering to, like, typical vampire lore. Like, I don't like it when sunlight can't kill a vampire.
What about the, how they have, like, a whole row of teeth that extrudes,
I mean, it's okay. I'm definitely, like, a vampire traditionalist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want just, you know, the two things that are good for me.
Right.
The eyes remind me, was it, like, Blade? Is that the one that has, it's not Blade. Is it Blade that has, like, the vampire eyes that have the eyes that are like that, the glow?
Sometimes, if I remember correctly.
Okay. I'm trying to think about, like, other vampires. I forgive Buffy's vampires for, like, doing the vamp face and getting dusted just because it was, because I love Buffy, but. Yeah, we're vampires, we're partying, we're sexy. These are, like, some True Blood vampires.
Do you remember The Lost Boys?
I've never seen The Lost Boys.
What the hell?
I know. I don't know what. I feel like I might have seen it when I was, like, way younger, but I don't remember it.
I feel like we should be, like, stopping this to go watch that. Because that's far more important.
I promise I'm going to watch Lost Boys for the next time we record.
It might be streaming on Netflix. I'm not sure. But
if not, I'm sure I can procure it in some fashion.
Yeah. Well, I'll warn you now so you're not, like, you know, distracted by it when you see it. Their fangs are not in the typical place.
They're
not in the canines. They're in the teeth before those.
Okay.
Yeah. Next to the two front teeth. After a while, you don't even notice it.
Okay. I'm noting down I need to watch Lost Boys.
Yeah, but yeah, if you're a Buffy fan, then you need to see The Lost Boys because Joss got the way his vampires look. He got that from The Lost Boys.
Oh, cool. Okay, awesome. We have to check it out. I feel like this vampire, this, like, lady vampire, is, like, way too old looking to be dressed the way she's dressed, but maybe that's going along with being a vampire. I don't know.
You think she's dressed too youthful?
Yeah. And you know she's a vampire, so she's gonna be like 3,000 years old or something, and look at her, she's wearing like that baseball tee and like a baby baseball tee.
Maybe she's keeping up with the times, man.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, even the actress is playing her gotta be like 45. I don't know. I like her hair though. Rocking that flip phone. Oh, God. All right. We get it, Sam. You got daddy issues.
You want to hear something controversial?
Yes.
I agree with Sam.
What?
Yeah, I said it. Who wants to fight me?
So you don't like the whole, like, Dean just, like, doing whatever Dad says?
I got no problem with that if Dean wants, if that's how he wants to roll. I don't agree with the idea that Sam should just do whatever. Yeah. And, like, there's nothing wrong with, you know, wanting to have information. Knowledge is power. You should clue your sons in on stuff and not just, like, go here, do this, don't ask questions.
Well, that's kind of like what Dean was doing to Sam in that one episode where they had, like, those branch hand demons or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he would have just told him what was going on. But, I mean, TV's all about that, though. Like, just don't talk about it. They look like they could be sisters. Huh. Oh, they're gonna send her into the vampire? Alrighty. Maybe. This is disturbing only because those girls look so much alike. Actually, I have two friends. I mean, they're not really friends, but, like, acquaintances who date each other, and they look, like, straight up, like, twins. It's, like, so weird to me. Like, brother, sister, like, twins. Like, they look just alike. It's real weird.
That's an old car.
I like the cars on this show.
Well, yeah, they're usually classic American muscle cars.
Oh, I love a muscle car. Like, I grew up, like, bouncing around in my dad's, like Thunderbirds and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, he always had, like, a Camaro.
I like old Dodge cars.
Oh, me too.
Dodge Dart, Challenger, Charger, it doesn't matter. It's all good. Look at this.
What? Stop it. Stop it.
They're all low tech and he's just all like... Kind of looks like Mal's gun.
Oh, we're getting so much mythology in the front of three. Cut your hair.
Never.
Either cut it or just, like, grow it and wear a ponytail. Like, it's just one or the other. Like, I hate this, like, weird in-between shag monster hair.
Shag monster.
Vamp hammock. Are those hammocks made out of, like, trees? Burlap? This is weird. It looks like a canoe made out of burlap, but it's a hammock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even get it.
Burlap is itchy.
Burlap is itchy.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to sleep in a burlap canoe. I'm good. Eternal life sounds nice, but... Alright, so sunlight won't kill them, but they still, like, sleep soundly during the day, I guess?
Yep.
Or not so soundly since they're moving around.
Well, that's what John said earlier. Just because they're sleeping doesn't mean they won't wake up.
Okay. Oh, there's more folks. All right.
That would have woken me up.
I know, right? These are pretty fitful sleepers. Actually, they're all, like, moving around. Nice.
I'm waiting for them to go, bleh.
So they just don't like the sunlight?
Yeah, he says it irritates them.
Oh,
it's like a sunburn.
Okay.
What? Shut up. I'm not crying. You're crying. I just have something in both my eyes.
Well, I'm glad they talk.
Yay. Spend it on ammo. And now the title means something.
Oh, we got some Dead Man's Blood. Oh, come on, the ashes. She just loves kissing people.
So that's different.
Yeah, that is a new thing.
Although, how does that work exactly? Like, if they kill someone and drink their blood, like, they can't touch him when they're dead? Because then it's dead man's blood.
I guess you've got to drink the blood until they're about to die, and then you got to stop or something? Or stop until they just die?
Man.
I don't know. It sounds cool. I think they're actually, like, getting, like, the psychology behind his motivation.
A giant truck.
he holding on to her? Is she like bait or something?
Maybe.
Okay. I didn't know if they'd gone over it and I just put it. The lady vampire's dress really annoys me. I like a suave vampire. I don't know about this punk rock vampire business. I like punk rock people just fine, but I don't know about punk rock vampires.
You'd think that dude would have been able to smell him.
You would think. Maybe he's like a brand new vampire. He just doesn't know how to use his senses and stuff yet.
Well, now he's dead, so.
Well, yeah. Oh, I guess it's a moot point now. Hey, we're vampires.
Das Vampir.
I hate that guy's face.
Yeah, look what I got. Oh. Somebody get the gun.
I know, come on.
Take a drink, Sam's getting put in a chokehold.
It's kind of like a Trent Reznor.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Oh god, I wish it was Trent Reznor. Trent Reznor's really, really short though. Wow, his forehead looks crazy.
Because he just shot him.
What? He's like getting sent away to hell? Like, what?
And blip, he's gone.
Well, he did. Didn't she still have dead man's blood in her? What, are they going to start fighting demons together? Oh my god, no, her dad's going to die.
What? Why do you say that?
Because it's like, you know, anytime, like, it's like, oh, well, now we can all be a family, blah, 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 something's going to mess it up. That's my prediction for, like, the next two episodes, dad's going to die.
Okay. Well, we'll probably do commentaries for those, because we're nearing the end of season one, and things are about to go down. So thanks for joining us. Sorry about the audio quality. I had to Skype out to Yvette's phone. So hopefully things will work better next time.
Thank you for listening so much.
Until then, this is John.
Be back.
And we'll see you guys on the next one.
Bye, y'all.
You have been listening to the IdgitCast from QuadruppleZ.com. Visit our Facebook group at facebook.com/IdgitCast. Email us at IdgitCastPodcast@gmail.com. Please use the episode title in the subject line. You can call our voicemail line, 206-309-9389. Please name the episode early in your message. The theme song for the IdgitCast was written and performed for the show by Borrowed Trouble, and the vocalist is Allie Jones. Find the band at borrowedtrouble.com. The closing music you are hearing right now is Too Good, written and performed by Jack Mangan and is used by permission. Find more music by Jack, as well as humor, fiction, discussion, and a variety of other goings-on at jackmangan.com, home of the Deadpan Podcast. Would you like to hear more from the hosts of the show? You can find John Pavlich on CastleCast, also from QuadruppleZ.com, and his own Sofa Dogs podcast at sofadogs.libsyn.com. Yvette can also be heard on Investigating Mars, also at QuadruppleZ.com. David Bushman is one of the hosts of the Pop Culture Wars podcast at Facebook/Pop Culture Wars. Get in touch with Darcy for apparel design needs at Facebook.com. Search for Cyan Fey Designs, CYANFEY Designs. And you can also hear Darcy and I on the Ghostlight podcast, an introcast for the television series Slings and Arrows at QuadruppleZ.com.